believed, I never verified or did any effort to look into all that, because I did not have much interest in that kind of study. But I have felt that based on the descriptions by Kalidasa, etc., Kalidasa being an astronomer, an amateur astronomer, I felt it is somewhere beyond Himalayas and also Kailasa, like Kalidasa describes Kailasa, like the present Kailasa coincides with that description, and Meru is beyond that. I have a feeling some mountain range in the Arctic is the Meru, because Trivishtapa is Tibet. Trivishtapa is the Swarga, is Tibet. And after Trivishtapa comes Kailasa, which is there. Manasa Sarovara, all these things Kalidasa described in Naikha Sandesha. And therefore, he talks of Meru also. And Meru is beyond all these things. So it must be the Arctic Circle. And they say in Meru, the sun never sets. So that is the Arctic Circle. And Pitru Devatas, 6 months, day, 6 months, night, they say, that is Arctic Circle. Not Pitru Devatas, Devatas. That is Arctic Circle. So you look into these things, it appears as if Kalidasa is talking about a real Meru sitting somewhere there. Anyway.
Meru is referred as a mountain range, or generally a...
It is called a mountain.
It's a single mountain kind of...
Even Himalaya is called a mountain, Parvataha, but it is a range.
It is a range, yeah.
Similarly, Meru also. Similarly, Meru, Kailasa is a particular mount.
Mount, yeah. In Himalaya.
In beyond Himalaya, in a way. But Himalayas is not a particular mount.
It's
so Meru, you don't know, we have to look into that. Somebody has to look into that. It is a research in itself, and people are trying to do that. There is a group of people who want to do some such research. And I was a part of it for some time. And then I just moved forward. Up to a point, you work on it, you know. Here, the first adjective, Sara, is a strength. So the strength is physical in the case of Meru, and it is intellectual in the case of Dilipa. Character is strong. That is the Sara, not physical, okay? And then, Tejaha Abhibhavi. Tejaha means brilliance. Meru is golden, and so it is the most brilliant. And before that, every other brilliant thing is belittled, made small. Whereas in the case of, that is physical, in the case of Dilipa, Tejaha is the parakrama, the prowess, that kind of brilliance, not physical brilliance. Then Sarvonnatena, it is the physical height of the Meru, it is the topmost mountain, tallest mountain of all mountains. Whereas in the case of Dilipa, he is a very tall personality, it is not that physically he is tall, okay? And then Meru is supposed to be beyond earth mythologically. And similarly, Dilipa, though he is a human being, he is a divine person. So all that, the example, the adjectives, etc., they coincide for Upamana and Upameya same. That is the beauty. This method is employed in Sanskrit literature quite often. And you have to use the words which pun. Sara, physical strength, the character. Unnata, character is unnata, the physically also unnata. Tejaha, brilliance, it has pun everywhere. In Krantva, Prithvi, Urvin, there also there is pun. It applies to a great individual, it applies to a great mountain equally. Every adjective is like that. Now you see, the Mallinatha Suri, he will bring out all these things. And Atma is character, Atma is the physical self also. Everywhere, all the way the verse goes like that.
Is it called something, Swami, a technical word?
It is an Upamalankara only, but Upamalankara of a very standard quality, where every single adjective is placed in such a way that it applies to Upamana and also Upameya. And in telling the meaning, you will say every adjective twice, the way we have done. Mallinatha Suri will show it to you. సర్వేతి
సర్వాతిరిక్త
సారేణ
సర్వాతిరిక్త సారేణ
సర్వేభ్యః భూతేభ్యః
సర్వేభ్యః భూతేభ్యః
అధిక బలేన
అధిక బలేన
దట్ ఇస్ వన్ మీనింగ్. సో హీ ఈజ్ హ్యావింగ్ మోర్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ దాన్ కంపేర్డ్ టు పంచమి. పంచమి ఇట్ ఇస్ అధిక మీన్స్ పంచమి కంపేర్డ్ టు రిలేటివ్ టు ఎవరీ అదర్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్. ఓకే సారో బలే స్థిరాంశే చ
సారో బలే స్థిరాంశే
చ యమరః సారః ఇస్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ బల అండ్ ఆల్సో ఎ పర్టికులర్ మెషర్ స్థిరాంశ లైక్ షేర్ షేర్ ఇస్ 1/4 ఆఫ్ ఎ కిలో ఆర్ ఎ కిలో వాటర్ యూ డోంట్ నో సే దట్ ఈస్ ది సారా ఇట్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ సారా వన్ మెషర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ that is the meaning. It looks like that. You may have to check the word. It says sthiramshah sarvani bhutani
sarvani bhutani
tejasa abhibhavati
tejasa abhibhavati
iti sarvatejo bhibhavi
sarvatejo bhibhavi
yena abhibhavati means goes beyond, makes them small. That is the idea. Abhibhavati kind of parabhavati, makes them small. Because he is big and so every other thing is small. All people, everybody, all kings have some tejas, but the tejas of Dilipa Maharaja, tejas meaning brilliance, so it is superior to every other king's tejas. Sarvebhyah
sarvebhyah
సన్నతేన
ఉన్నతేన
సర్వేభ్య పంచమి. సో టాలర్ దాన్ ఎవ్రీబడి లైక్ దే సే హీ హ్యాస్ ఎ వెరీ టాల్ పర్సనాలిటీ నాట్ ఫిజికల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఇస్ సుపీరియర్ దట్ ఈస్ ది ఐడియా. ఆత్మనా శరీరేణ సో ఈవెన్ ఫర్ ది బాడీ ఆల్ దీస్ క్వాలిటీస్ కెన్ అప్లై ఇన్ ఏ వే. ఆత్మాదేహే ధృతౌ జీవే
ఆత్మాదేహే ధృతౌ జీవే
స్వభావే పరమాత్మని
స్వభావే పరమాత్మని
బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఇది విశ్వః
ఇది విశ్వః.
సో దేహ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్. సో ఆత్మ వెర్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ లైక్ ఆత్మేంద్రియమనోయుక్తం భోక్తే త్యాహురు మనీషిణః కఠోపనిషత్. ఆత్మా ఇంద్రియ మన యుక్తం ఆత్మా ఇంద్రియ మన. సో ఆత్మా ఇస్ దేహ దేర్ నాట్ మన బాడీ ఆర్గన్స్ అండ్ మైండ్ యుక్తం భోక్తేత్యాహు మనీషి అదే ఆత్మా ఇస్ దేహ. ధృతౌ ధృతి ఇస్ కరేజ్ లైక్ నిర్ద్వంద్వో నిత్య సత్వస్థ నిర్యోగక్షేమ ఆత్మవాన్ దేర్ ఐ రిమెంబర్ ఇన్ గీత శంకర శేష ఆత్మవాన్ ధృతివాన్ ఐ రిమెంబర్ సో యూ హెడ్ చెక్ దాట్. సో ధృతి కరేజ్ సీ ఫర్ వేదాంత యూ నీడ్ ఎ కరేజ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ అఖండానంద మహారాజ్ యూస్ టు సే ఏ కాయిరోం కా నహీ హై లైక్ దట్. దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ కరేజ్ హూ ఈజ్ ఎ కవర్డ్ సీ వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ సేస్ me and mine that is called cowardice because he looks at himself as a local entity. Me and mine, this is me and this is mine. You are now a local entity. You are not even a human being because human being is everywhere. You go to Alaska, there is human being. You go to Africa, there is a human being. You go anywhere, there is a human being. Whereas you are not even a human being because you are not everywhere. You are not that which is everywhere. You are that which is very local. That is the me and mine. And so, this Vedanta is not for the local entity. The local entity, the religion is for the local entity. If you say, I belong to this and this religion, you made yourself a local entity. You are not everywhere. Because the religion is here, but it is not there. So Vedanta begins with human being. It doesn't begin with a local entity. So you first make yourself a human being. Because human being is everywhere. Now then you will understand that that human being is Brahma. That is the next step. If you are not willing to come out of this local entity also, then very so it is a, therefore Vedanta remains as a concept, at the conceptual level it remains. Anyway,
it's a dhairya in the
dhairya, that is the courage.
In the sense of facing the truth. Because
Vedanta, no, you see, you need courage to break the shackles of religion.
Which is
you see, when you follow religion, you are a respectable person. And when you do not follow religion, you are no more a respectable person. People won't respect you. If you have a mala, if you have all marks of religion, you are respected for those marks. Whereas, if you discard all those things, now you don't get respect. And are you ready for that? If you will not be a respectable person. It is a sheer immaturity that you seek respect. But still, you are ready for that. That is the courage.
Or also by karma heaven, you know.
By karma heaven.
To let go of it.
Yeah, but one thing, all this should not happen as a negative reaction. That you react against religion. That is not what I am talking. You do not react against religion. Because if you react against religion, that is again another pattern into which you are putting yourself. You are not making anything any bigger. This little self rejects this little cocoon and takes up another little cocoon in reacting against. You see the sheer immaturity of it, and then with a smile you move forward.
You grow out of it.
You grow out of it.
Vinoba Bhave used to call it as Samyavada, which is communism, versus Samya Yoga. Samya Yoga of Gita versus Samyavada. Because at his time, it was important to point out this, because
it is Samyavada, it is a Vada, like many other Vadas, communism, capitalism, socialism.
And communism was looking like rejecting religion, it was another religion.
It is another religion, rejecting a religion, that is a good point. Therefore, we are not talking of Samya Vada, we are talking of Samya Yoga. We are not talking of Advaita Vada. We are talking of Advaita Tattva. So, very big thing it is. Therefore, Vedanta is for courageous people. Samadukha Sukham Dhiram. To come to that Samyavastha, one should be courageous. And Atmavan, Shankara, Sesudhutivan, that is how I remember. Then jiva, atma also means jiva, then swabhava means one's own nature, and paramatma. Iti vishvaha, meruriva, urvim krantva, akramyasthitaha.
Akramyasthitaha.
You see, I said krantva means transcending, but he says pervading. So Dilipa, his power pervades the entire urvi. You see, the kingdom is considered the entire Urvi, entire Prithivi. They look at it like that. So, I told you, this book, Kataya Vema Bhupala Reddy's story, Vema Bhupala Charitam, he was ruling a district or two, a couple of districts, maybe two more you can add. But it is described that he is ruling over the entire Prithivi. That is the Prithivi. And in those days they were not traveling much, so the hyperbole also has some context behind it. Merau api
visheshanani tulyani.
So these adjectives are all applied to Veru also.
Ashtadhischa Surendranam.
Matradhir nirmito nrupaha.
Tasmadabhibhavatyesha.
Sarvabhutani tejasa. Iti manuvachanat.
Rajnyaha.
Sarvatejo vibhavitvam jneyam. How can you say Dilipa has made every other brilliant thing smaller than himself? So, means Sarvateja Abhibhavitvam. He is superior to every brilliant person in this creation. How can you say that? So that is said keeping Manusmriti's sentence in mind. That sentence is Nirupaha Matrabhihi Nirmitaha. Matra is Amsha. The king is created with Amshas, parts. What are these Amshas? Ashtabhihi Matrabhihi Surendranam Lokapalakanam. Surendra means Devanayakas, they are eight. Agni, Indra, Varuna, etc. For the eight directions, they are the deities. They are Lokapala, they are called. So the king also protects the kingdom, which has eight directions, and therefore he is made up of eight amshas of eight devatas.
The Lokapalas or Dikpalas?
Same. Dikpalakas are also called Lokapalakas. So Indra, Varuna, Agni, etc., eight of them. So their amsha is present in the king. Therefore, Eshaha Sarva Bhutani Tejasa Abhibhavati. Therefore, king is supreme. He transcends or he defeats. Abhibhavati means a kind of defeating. He defeats every other living being by his power or prowess. That is the vachana. So, keeping that sentence in mind, the poet described the king as Sarva Tejo Abhibhavita. You see, Kalidasa, when he says that Sarva Tejaha Abhibhavi, the correct words he used. Now look at the Manusmriti. Abhibhavatyeshaha Sarva Bhutani Tejasa. Sarva Bhutani Tejasa Abhibhavati. So Manusmriti's statement is condensed into one phrase and put there, one samasa and put there. Like that. Shankara does this all the time. That is the glory of a poet. So all that thing which is there in one big verse, he has in mind. And so he condenses into a phrase and puts that. And the Mallinatha Suri points it out. Sarvan Atirichyate.
Sarvan Atirichyate.
Iti Sarvatiriktaha. Sarvatiriktaha Saraha. Sarvatiriktascha Asau Sarascha.
Sarvatiriktascha Asau Sarascha.
Sarvatiriktasaraha.
Sarvatiriktasaraha.
Tena. Sarvatiriktasarena.
Sarvatiriktasarena.
Dvitiya Tatpurusha, I put it, not Dvitiya Tatpurusha, Upapada Samasa. All you can make it Dvitiya Tatpurusha also, like Sarvan Atiriktaha, Sarva Atiriktaha, like that you can do. And then I made it
Sarvebhya Atiriktaha.
Okay. He gave it like that, Sarvebhya Atiriktaha, okay. You make it Panchami. Then Karma Dharaya, it will go, okay. Sarva, not Karmadharaya, Bhaurihi it must be.
Yeah, it will be Sarvebhya Atiriktaha Saraha Yasya
Saha. Sarvatiriktaha Saraha Yasya Saha Sarvatiriktaha Saraha. You may say Sarvatiriktaha Saraha.
Sarvatiriktaha Saraha
Yasya Saha.
Yasya Saha.
Sarvatiriktaha Saraha.
Sarvatiriktaha Saraha.
So not Karmadharaya, Bhaurihi it is. Anyway, before going for the samasas, etc., let us do the akanksha. So, dilipaha sthitaha.
Dilipaha sthitaha.
Kaha iva.
Kaha iva.
Meru riva.
Meru riva.
King krutva.
King krutva.
Rantva.
Rantva.
That is the Vishna. King krutva. Okay?
Kaam.
Kaam. Urvim.
Urvim.
Okay? Now Dilipah Katham Bhutaha.
Dilipah Katham Bhutaha.
Kena.
Kena.
Atmana.
Atmana.
Yeah. Atmana Katham Bhutena.
Atmana Katham Bhutena.
Sarvatirikta Sarena.
Sarvatirikta Sarena.
Punak Katham Bhutena.
Punak Katham Bhutena.
Sarvatejo Vibhavina.
Sarvatejo Vibhavina.
Punak Katham Bhutena.
Punak Katham Bhutena.
Sarvonnatena.
Sarvonnatena.
Okay? That finishes that. Now samasas we have done the first one. సారేణ సారాభ్యాం సారైః
సారేణ సారాభ్యాం సారైః
ఉన్నతేన
ఉన్నతేన ఉన్నతి
See, I am coupling, combining the words which have the same declension. Okay? You are following that? Unnata shabdaha akarantah pumlingaha.
Unnata shabdaha akarantah pumlingaha.
Shruti eka vachanam. Shruti eka vachanam. Sarvebhyaha unnataha sarvonnataha.
Sarvebhyaha unnataha sarvonnataha.
Tena sarvonnatena.
Tena sarvonnatena.
That is the Trutiyata Panchaveda Purusha. Okay? Then, sarva tejo vibhadina. Sarvani cha tani tejamsi.
Sarvani cha tani tejamsi.
Sarva tejamsi.
Sarva tejamsi.
That is karma dharaya. Sarvatejamsi
abhibhavati
abhibhavati sarvatejo bhibhavi
sarvatejo bhibhavi
dvitiya bahuvachanam. When you do karmadharaya, it is prathama bahuvachanam. When you do the next samasa, it is dvitiya bahuvachanam. Okay? Tejamsi. Tejamsi could be prathama bahuvachanam or dvitiya bahuvachanam. Initially the samasa is prathama bahuvachanam. Then the next samasa is dvitiya bahuvachanam. You followed that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tena abhibhavina.
Tena abhibhavina.
Bhavina bhavibhyam bhavibhihi.
Bhavina bhavibhyam bhavibhihi.
Gunina.
Gunina.
Bhavin shabdaha nakarantah pumlingaha.
Bhavin shabdaha.
Bhavin.
Bhavin shabdaha nakarantah pumlingaha.
Dhi eka vachanam.
Dhi eka vachanam.
Sthitah sthitau sthitah.
Sthitah sthitau sthitah.
Sthita shabdaha. అకారాంతః పుంలింగః
స్థిత శబ్దః అకారాంతః పుంలింగః
ప్రథమైకవచనం
ప్రథమైకవచనం
ఉర్వీం ఉర్వ్యౌ ఉర్వీః
ఉర్వీం ఉర్వ్యౌ ఉర్వీః
గౌరీం ఉర్వీ శబ్దః ఈకారాంత స్త్రీలింగః
గౌరీ శబ్దః ఈకారాంత స్త్రీలింగః
ద్వితీయైకవచనం
ద్వితీయైకవచనం
గాత్వావ్యయమో
గాత్వావ్యయం
మేరుః మేరుః మేరవః
మేరుః మేరుః మేరవః
మేరు శబ్దః ఉకారాంతః పుంలింగః
మేరు శబ్దః ఉకారాంతః పుంలింగః
ప్రథమైకవచనం
ప్రథమైకవచనం
ఆత్మనా ఆత్మభ్యాం ఆత్మభిః
ఆత్మనా ఆత్మభ్యాం ఆత్మభిః
ఆత్మన్ శబ్దః నకారాంతః పుంలింగః
ఆత్మన్ శబ్దః నకారాంతః పుంలింగః
ద్వితీయైకవచనం
ద్వితీయైకవచనం
సర్వాతిరిక్త సారేణ సర్వతేజోభిభావినా
సర్వాతిరిక్త సారేణ సర్వతేజోభిభావినా
స్థితః సర్వోన్నతేనోర్వీం క్రాంత్వా మేరురివాత్మన
సర్వోన్నతేనోర్మీం క్రాంత్వా మేరురివాత్మన
ఆకారసదృశప్రజ్ఞ ప్రజ్ఞయా సదృశాగమ
ప్రజ్ఞయా సదృశాగమ
ఆగమై సదృశారంభ
ఆగమై సదృశారంభ
ఆరంభ సదృశోదయ
ఆరంభ సదృశోదయ
దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ముక్త పదగ్రస్తం. Means a pada, a word which is given up, mukta, again grasta, you pick it up. So it is left and again it is picked up. Jisko chhod diya, usi ko pakda. Prajna is over now, but again he picks it up. Like that you see the sequence. ఆకార సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ
ఆకార సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ
ప్రజ్ఞయా సదృశాగమ ఆగమై సదృశారంభ ఆరంభ సదృశోదయ
ఆరంభ సదృశోదయ
ఆకార సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ
ఆకార సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ
హ్యావింగ్ ప్రజ్ఞ
హ్యావింగ్ ప్రజ్ఞ
సిమిలర్ టు షేప్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ అండ్ వెరీ bulky, not bulky, he is looking very beautiful and very good. Generally, when he looks very beautiful and very good, his prajna will be zero. Prajna. See, the poets, they talk of prajna. They don't talk of buddhi, they talk of prajna. Buddhi is medha, also called medha, is what all you could fill it up earlier. What people call knowledge is the content of your memory. Whereas prajna is not coming from memory. And therefore, what you call knowledge is all old stuff. Right?
Right.
Whereas prajna is new. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ప్రజ్ఞా ఇస్ డిఫైన్డ్. నవనవోన్మేషాలిని ప్రజ్ఞా,
విజ్డమ్, ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ వర్సెస్ విజ్డమ్,
ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ నాట్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్,
ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్
క్రియేటివిటీ, దట్ ఈస్ ది వర్డ్. నవ నవ ఉన్మేషాలిని ప్రజ్ఞ, లైక్ ఎ ఫౌంటెన్, నాట్ లైక్ ఎ రిజర్వాయర్, లైక్ ఎ ఫౌంటెన్, దట్ ఈస్ ప్రజ్ఞ. ది ప్రజ్ఞ ఈజ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
Talent, it is also
talent could be skill and all that.
In
this is creativity, creative genius.
Creativity
is prajna.
They used to have a prajna pariksha. They used to identify at the national level. They used to call it as national talent search.
And talent is used as prajna.
In Sanskritam it was prajna.
That is the word, talent. This is needed for Vedanta. And if you think that you don't need it, you are mistaken. Then how do you get it? I can tell you how don't you get it. So you don't get it by accumulation. You get it by that, you get it when you know to drop everything of the mind, all of the memory, and become empty. So then you have it. Otherwise you don't have it. You should learn. You see, if you feel that you have accomplished something or you achieved something, then you are a lost case. You will never get it. Because when a person believes that he has achieved something, he cannot know anything anymore. Because he has already, a kind of block is there that he has achieved something. And already a crystallization is already there. And therefore, he will not get any prajna. Therefore, you never ever feel that I have achieved something, I have done something. Like that you don't feel. And you have that humility and innocence, that purity of heart, that very humble heart and also the innocence, so that you never feel that you have achieved something. Then your mind remains empty very naturally. I'm not saying memory is useless. Memory is not useless. When it is required, it comes. It should come like that. When you need it, it should come. When you don't need it, it should not come. If it comes when you don't need it, it blocks prajna. Memory should not block prajna. You see, for example, I come to your home to take a class. That is memory. Without memory, I will not be able to do that. Without memory, I will not be able to read a verse. So that is all memory. Memory is useful. Memory, I am not saying memory is useless. But when I look at something new, am I looking at it from the memory? Then it is, it is not new anymore. It is already old. How can it be new? When you look at it from the memory, it is not new anymore. That's why you don't have anything new in your life. You have only old in your life. When you say you are a knowledgeable person, there is nothing new in your life. You have only old. Anyway, this is some ranting coming from me. Prajnaha, akara sadrusha prajnaha. Okay, prajnaya.
With
prajna,
sadrushagamaha.
One who has similar effort.
Similar effort
in shastras.
Similar effort in shastras.
Agamaihi.
Agamaihi.
With the efforts in shastras.
With the efforts in shastras.
Sadrushārambhaḥ.
Sadrushārambhaḥ.
These are a kind of asamartha samasa. You see, agama sadrusharambha should be there. But he says agamaihi sadrusharambha. But a vyakarana may object to it. But Kalidasa is, you adjust your vyakarana now. So, like Shankara does that. So, samartha padavithi is a general direction. Mayasakta Varatamartha. So like that, you cannot use it as a whip. You can, so Madasakta Manaspartha you should say.
Yeah.
It's not a whip like that. It's a general guideline. Samartham Padavidhihi. It not only applies to Samasa, it applies to every Padavidhi. Like the Dhita Pracheyas, etc. It applies. one who has actions.
Something came out of memory. Samarthat prathava dva.
Pradita, yeah, very true. Samarthat prathava dva.
One who has actions similar.
Means similar with the effort in Shastra.
One who has the accomplishments
similar to actions. Very beautiful sequence. He has the prajna equal similar to his shape. And then you see, having prajna is not enough. You should put it to use in making a mastery of the Shastras. So he has the mastery of the Shastras similar to his prajna. And then the mastery of the Shastras is not enough. You have to live it in your daily life. So he has actions which are similar to his mastery of the Shastras. Having actions, to begin actions is not enough. The actions should be taken till their logical conclusion, which is the Phava Siddhi, Udaya. So having started, you should complete it. So he has the accomplishments similar to his actions. That is the progressive.
Arambha in the sense of just karma.
Arambha is karma.
Initiating karma, not necessary.
They say karma. Arambhyante is arambhani karmani. Arambha karmani.
That is begun is karma.
Something whatever you begin is karma, but it is used as almost like a rudhi. Because whatever you begin is a karma.
Is a karma, yeah.
Sarva arambha parityagi arabhyante iti arambha karmani sarvascha, like that Shankara. So arambha is karma. Arabhyate iti arambha.
He also says that.
Okay. Akareti
Akareti
Akarena Murtya
Akarena Murtya
Tadrushi Prajna
Tadrushi Prajna
Yasyasaha
Yasyasaha
Prajnaya
Prajnaya
Tadrushagamaha
Tadrushagamaha
Prajnanurupa Shastra Parishramaha
Prajnanurupa Shastra Parishramaha.
It is like this: Prajnaya Anurupaha Shastreshu Parishramaha Yasyasaha. He has combined everything. Agamai sadrushaha.
Agamai sadrushaha.
So similar to Shastra Parishramas.
Similar to Shastra Parishramas.
Okay. Arambhaha karma.
Arambhaha karma.
Yasya saha.
Yasya saha.
Tathoktaha.
Tathoktaha.
It's a single word. Tathoktaha, tathoktaha. So said like this. Not a single word. Not necessary. Tathoktaha. So it is said like that, means instead of repeating the entire phrase, he says tathoktaha. Wherever you see tathoktaha, means he is avoiding the repetition of the phrase. For example, you cannot say like this as a student, akara sadrusha prajnaha, akarena sadrushi prajnayasya saha tathoktaha. You should not say that. You should say all of it. Whereas he can say that. Eventually you can also say arabhyate iti arambha karma.
Arabhyate iti arambha karma.
So arabhyate iti arambha, that is the samasa, that is karma. Tat sadrushaha.
Tat sadrushaha.
Udayaha.
Udayaha.
Phalasiddhihi.
Phalasiddhihi.
Yasyasaha.
Yasyasaha.
Tathoktaha.
Tathoktaha.
So tat sadrushaha.
Tat sadrushaha.
Similar to those karmas.
Similar to those karmas.
Udayaha.
Udayaha.
Phalasiddhihi.
Phalasiddhihi.
Accomplishing, accomplishment of the result.
Accomplishment of the result.
Yasyasaha.
Yasyasaha.
Uhu hi.
To whom he.
Tathoktaha.
Tathoktaha.
Arambha sadrushodayaha.
Arambha sadrushodayaha.
That is the way. Okay.
The Udaya is also in a Rudi Artha used for the
Phalasiddhi.
Like Arambha is for karma, Udaya is for.
Because the context is like that. Udaya could be something else also. But Arambha sadrushodayaha. Arambha Udaya. Phalasiddhi. Now, every sentence, there are multiple sentences here. దిలీపః ఆకార సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞః
ఆకార సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞః
సో దట్ ఈస్ వన్ సెంటెన్స్ దిలీపః సదృశాగమః
ప్రజ్ఞయా
దిలీపః
సదృశారంభః
ఆరంభసదృశోదయః
ఆరంభసదృశోదయః
దెన్ సమాసస్ ఆకారేణ సదృశీ
ఆకారేణ సదృశీ
ఆకార సదృశీ
ఆకార సదృశీ
ఆకార సదృశీ ప్రజ్ఞా
ఆకార సదృశీ ప్రజ్ఞ
సహ ఆకార సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ
ఆకార సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ
ప్రజ్ఞ కెనాట్ సే ప్రజ్ఞ ప్రజ్ఞ ఆకారంతో స్త్రీలింగ శబ్దం సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞౌ సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞా
సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞౌ సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ
ఆకారాంతస్త్రీలింగ్రీలింగ్రీయైకవచనం సదృశ సదృశా ఆగమా
సదృశాగమైన
ఆగమాభ్యాం ఆగమై రామేణ ఆగమశబ్ద
అకారాంతఃపుంలింగ్రీయాబహువచనం
ఆరంభసదృశ ఉదయ
ఆరంభసదృశ ఆరంభసదృశోదయ
ఆకార సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ
ఆకార సదృశ ప్రజ్ఞ
ప్రజ్ఞయా సదృశాగమ ఆగమై సదృశారంభ ఆరంభ సదృశోదయ
ఆరంభ సదృశోదయ
స్టాప్ హియర్ హరి ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీ కృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.